This is the podcast. Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opukwisakwadie, the senior pastor of the World Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
A lot of the problems in the church is lack of character. We are grooming people who pray, but they don't have character. So you see them pray until you employ them. And when you employ them, then you know the difference between Pepe and Asra. They are not the same. You can't, they are the honor, they don't mix honor. They are coming and they come. Hey, Prophet, nice preaching about your time. Get your bumpire. And Robert is saying, now, oh, yeah, Juma, Mammy, me, yeah, Juma, Brabe, yeah, Juma, me, show. A honor, those Asra, any Pepe, they are not the same. Never pick them because they are praying.
That's right.
Watch them.
Yeah, listen. You will naturally want to hang around somebody with character. Christianity has changed. Hey, when we were growing up, there were Christian brothers and sisters. We were moving with our hands in our, we were brothers, no ulterior motives. It was so beautiful. Me and man a shame school. Competition of taking care. Some of them, whilst they are taking care of me, do you know why I know there's no ulterior motive? They brought their fiancés to come and greet me. Nana, a guy has approached me. I'm not too sure. You have to pray. Then I will meet the guys. They will present me as, this is my brother. They were very close. We can lie that they will come and lie by us. They don't carry lust. Today, you don't only carry it. You have been baptized. It's not, if you carry it, we can offload it. But you have been baptized in lust. The secret of every great destiny. If you don't survive, it's there. Don't marry a man with lack of character. Don't marry a man that when you go out, you are bleeding inside. Don't marry a man. You must have a man that when you even come home midnight, you are okay. You know that you know. Never conclude on people's character until they have money. Character number two, never conclude until they have power. Never conclude until they give that. You can give people an assignment, they think they have to control you. I've seen it before. You give them something to do, and they think that they have to think for you. In the church setting, it's dangerous to work under a spiritual head and think that you are ahead of him. In the aircraft, they don't speak to flight attendant. They don't even speak to co-pilot. They speak to the captain. So I cannot be here for God to be speaking to a leader of the usher. He's not the pilot of the aircraft. If your calf is bigger than your thigh, it's sickness. Cannot work. That's what it is. It's a spiritual thing. There is nothing God will tell an associate pastor here he has not told me before. The time you pick it, I picked it last year. There are things you have to do 5 years to come. I know it 10 years ago. Go home. I'm not telling you to stop praying. Develop character. Yes, sir. Let your consciousness go on character. Character. Let your mother be proud of you. Not because you are prayerful, but because you have character. A girl with character, she will bring his boyfriend to the house and say, Daddy, this guy said he wants to marry me. Daddy has completed school, is this. Father look at him and say, okay, if your father is a Christian, let's pray about it. Gentlemen, what do you do in life? I'm an accountant. Okay, God bless you. Who are your parents? Who are that? Who are you? This is the way they call you. There you go. You think you are smarter than your father? Check his gray hair. It shows that you are not smarter than him. That is gray hair. It's a definition of who he is. Gray hairs are not things you buy. You can go and dye your hair. It's not gray. It's dire. The word dye means you are killing it. Gray hair is natural. Character.
So if you know character, you have married long time. Yes, it's not character, your home is stable. Our FCB brothers, tension is lack of character. There is no spiritual hierarchy. This one does not submit, so this one's love is gone. Then it breaks to a certain point. Then this one has gone to a boyfriend somewhere. This one has gone for a girlfriend somewhere. They've invited demons into their life. The secret of every great destiny. A lot of them are thinking that when they leave their husband, they'll get a better husband. No, there's no better husband anywhere. There's no better husband anywhere. But there's a character change that can lead to a better relationship. If you develop the character, everybody can live with you. If you develop character, everybody can live with you. If you develop character, everybody can live with you. If you develop character, everybody can live with you. The Bible says, a wise son brings his parents joy, but a foolish son tears their hearts. The cardinal sign of a fool is that he hates advice. Rebuke the scorner and he will hate you. Character. What a church with beautiful young girls, pretty wives. The next thing to build is character. No matter how you build character, if the other partner is cantankerous, peace will be scarce. If there's any mystery I know about marriage, everybody must play their part. A man will naturally, no matter how wicked that man is, he will naturally love a woman that submits. So do you know the key that makes marriage work? Apart from all the things, do you know the key that makes a woman stabilize his matrimonial home? Do you know the key that makes a woman treat a man like a cat? A cat will always be around you. Ooh. Do you know the key? Do you know what men need? Do you know the key? You know about submission. You know about love. You know about but there's one major key. It's called respect. 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 You are not trying to show it in front of people. If you are at the bedroom, in the house, how you serve food, how you cook the food, how you talk to him. You are friends, but you are not taking it for granted. Your husband is not autocratic. He is not trying to boss on you, but you are not taking him for granted. Deep down in your heart, you respect him according to the authority of God's word. The Bible says, as Sarah them respect Abraham and calling him Lord. What is the highest pitch of respect? This lady respects his husband so much that they got to Togo and the husband said, tell people I'm your sister, I'm your brother. And he agreed. Each of the women in our generation will try that. Go use it as a way and say, all the daughters must look at their mother. Look at your mother, Sarah. I call him and I bless him. And he said, he respects so much that he called Abraham Lord. That didn't move me. But what moved me is that you just went to Dubai for vacation and there were some nice ladies around and Abraham said, tell them I'm your brother. And Sarah said, oh, that's my senior brother. And they were walking. Oh, wow. And some of the guys took her, gave Abraham money and he will never confess. It means that these ladies, they do what their husbands say, even if it will cost them their life. Today, the woman has gone to Beijing conference. Come back. United Nations. Right. United right. Nations woman. That's right. Hey. Kachirom say, I am your brother. What did you just say? I was just joking. Why are you lucky? We won't try that. None of them will pass that test. None of them here will pass that test. It will not work. God put it in example. It's not what Abraham did. I'm validating that it's correct. Mm. But it's teaching us the character level of the wives. Mm. Character. The level of their submission and respect. They respect the man such a way that if it will cost them their life, they are ready to obey because their husband said. And so forth. Because of that kind of respect too they have for the men, when the time comes for them to ask the men to do something, they can't stop. Mm. Sarah asked Abraham to sleep with Hagar. Mm. Abraham obeyed. Mm. You see, Some of their respect cost them their life, but the mutual respect is that I am ready for you. Whatever you think will make you happy, I'm ready to do it. Now listen, the problem was not because Sarah wanted Abraham to speak in Sarah. He came to me and said, honey, I'm getting tired of this thing. I just want the baby to cry. Just get me a baby. After all, the Lord says that if this girl give birth, it's for me. I just want to carry a baby. Please sleep with this girl for me. I'm telling you to do it. Oh, honey, please. Don't know the way I love you. I don't want to do such a thing. Please, I know you love me, but do it for my sake.
The mutual respect is that these are the things God documented. We are too proud. We have two different-minded people living at home. Everybody has his mind. Somebody is looking for property. Somebody is looking for something. Somebody is there. Somebody is there. The mindset in the marriage is not correct. You do it, but one day, the fire will reveal it. Everything will be tested by fire.
So it's not working. It's not working. And there are people here, they will misunderstand, but I've preached the word. The reason I know the word will not change you is because you like power. And power has never changed you. What miracle service having to be? You have not changed. You went there Friday, Sunday, Saturday, you committed fornication. So the power there did it. Look at power. The people saw a dead body 4 days called Lazarus come forth. The man that did that, they said they should kill him.
Yes, sir.
And kill the guy they raised from the dead because people are trying to go and look at him. Lazarus became tourist attraction. They say kill him. The power of the 4 days dead didn't change them. So if people raised the dead for 4 days, people had didn't change. It's not your prophecy. Prophet Nana. Yeah. The Lord told me, say, son, you have fasted and prayed for these people in the case. Say, be careful. Preach them the unadulterated way. Some of them, their heart is too far from me. Bring their heart close. You will do all the miracles, it won't change them. No. A miracle service of an evangelist, everybody will go and sit there. They will be clapping. In their political regalia, it does not mean they will change. They will leave the service and go for secret society. They will have a husband at home and still going out with their boss. They'll be doing it. They'll be doing it. They'll be doing it. They'll be doing it. Lack of the fear of God. They will be doing it. You will chew the contraceptives until you destroy your gynecological system. And then you come to church that we should pray. Who will contraceptives and cut here? How do you know this? A girl told me, he said, Papa, I know the contraceptives are destroying me. Maybe, or say, but I could be found every 3 months, or to be found every week. Every week. You say, hey, you know it. All of you know. Yeah. Is there? There are things we are dealing with in church, eh? They cause a harm. And they will let you feel like you are not anointed. They will let you feel like you have committed 15 abortions. God has forgiven you, but you can't cancel the consequence. Don't tell us to let you be pregnant tomorrow. Give God time to work on you. Because the truth of my life is that everything you are throwing away now, one day you will need them. The law of the principle of the ant. Store the food in the dry season. So that during residue, you can lock your bucket and be inside. You will need them. Because I know one day we will. You need a man that needs children. Ah, and try to which one day say, oh, can okay. No, a Jamaica who born one day open who say, oh, can you imagine? You freely give your body to your boyfriend, but you are struggling with your husband. Somebody wrote a book and said that the love people used to court, if they bring 50% to the marriage, no marriage will break. The commitment at the time. You see the way your boyfriend come midnight, call you. Huh? You are looking at him, watching me very well. Call you. You are a nurse. Midnight is waiting. Or train. Oh, yeah, night to cry. Oh, I saw call panel. Now you call. Honey, I'm going to inject the person. Oh, let's talk. Let's talk some more. Then you are there. Engine I call hospital. Oh, everybody will know. Because get your panel. Okay, so fools. That is the truth. After they marry, they don't show commitment again.
Yeah.
They won't cook. They won't serve food. They will just be there. They say, somebody come and say, house help is sleeping with boss. Go and check the duty of the house help.
She iron. She cook. She serve the man. Eh? Anyone that can serve you food can serve you other things. Practical. And madam cannot serve it. What do you mean serve? Because he just finished doing French nails. Everybody stretch your nails and let me see. More money French nails, you know. Are you here? Stand to your feet and lift up your two hands. Hey, I'm so many channels, so many holy. Who say you are holy? If French is a validation and the measurement for holiness, I'll ban it in this church. See, can win it because nobody thing. It is what come out of the man, because that is from the heart. What come out of the man? It's not all this Frenchness and nice dresses. It doesn't mean anything. No, those things are choices. Some of you don't do it because we are in fatal. And as all more and say your papa. And as all the tariso are style. My friend Paul Norton, one of the things that attracts him is nails. Wow, I like these nails. But ni ni French is saying free. To maintain it, it's not even doing it. Maintain it. Because they be so cool, now we too. Maybe you are French. Maybe you are another bar, Portuguese. Now we change it, sir. And now grow. Hey, serious business. Yeah. Nobody. Until we send our train away, sir. And yes, I won't be so obey. Because who yes, I won't get a wedding day obey. You do it. Yeah, no, it's a deception. It's not because you don't have, it's not a sign of righteousness. Doing French. Do I smile? I don't know why I'm a French in this room, be preaching. I know it in it, Jinomoso. Don't preach it. Paula White in a hill. Ultimately, actually, ultimately, fool. My friend is here. They are bored. They are preaching. So those things don't mean anything. It is what come out of you. Your state of mind. Your character. The sum total of your life. Your behavior when nobody is there. Why you relate to your husband when nobody is at home. Your character in the house. Oh. Your poor, sorry, near poor one night. The boy you are courting with. The kind of things you do when nobody is there. These are questions we should answer. Oh, sorry, Tambe. I was here, Ben, on call. It's a book of elders. Yeah. Hallelujah. Baba told you, Baba told you, Sako, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Who said people are worshiping because they love God? They are confessing their sins. It's not the love of God. And some of you, do you know why you cry? You are sure God still loves you. Some of you are surprised. When you are a woman, you are not understand. Because we are not going to work. If you are God, we have killed you. I'm telling you, one day I told God, I don't know why. I am surprised you have not given up on me. It's obedient. Turn here, you turn here. I'm too surprised God has not given up on you. And now you are coming here to demonstrate pride on us. Character. It's like pregnancy. I'm telling you, character will not let women give. Do you know so women don't want to give their children breast milk? Now, look at this. Look at lack of character. And look at the way perverted thinking. You are supposed to get pregnant and give birth naturally. Under complications. Medical doctors say the way things are, let's do with cesarean. Now, some of them will go and opt for the cesarean. Some of them say the doctor should take the child at the day they are born. They are making decisions for God. They are determined. So God said, this child must be born on Friday. You have picked the child on Monday. The way you people breastfeed your children, that you are still looking, this generation don't want to do it. They are standing there. They don't want to do it. Because the reason is that the men they are married is not only one they love. They have a man that one day another man should appear. Just in case. Just in case. In Timmy Kwa, in Takolano, yeah, money new for, and on Tonu for Papa Mano, no, I'm a coffer Ponko being so not a Macolano. Takolano, I must say, why is a Ponko? Oh, tree. This child supposed to have breast milk, but it has horse milk. Stand to your feet and lift up your toe. Mumma's 6 months breastfeeding. Akolano be healthy because some new for near you show near woman, and other nutrients are inside. Packaged by God. If you medical science cannot pick it, also one person who for the tiago. Whoa. Uma kola numa nu numa eba be do nasi. Eba tiaba because a nature. That is what it is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now wakoba. You are conscious of this body. You are not conscious of your spiritual growth. Over conscious of yourself. Into why you're worried. To answer, say, I know what you any mom or any man rock, but still, because you don't have mind that anything that is under gravity will change. Subject to change. Everything under gravity will change. Everything. Oh, how okay. So many men have found Jesus. There were man for me a while. Ubody name decay. Ubody name shake. There is celestial and there is so celestial. There are corruptible and incorruptible body. Except a corner of it fall on the ground and die, it abided alone. But when it die, it develop a new body, and that body will never decay.
Amen.
There is a life. You will need makeup. What a blessing to tell you the truth. What is the look of looking good with no character? But you know the danger. Anybody who look good with that character is an advertising to attract foolish people. Mm-hmm. Open the door without saving. Everybody can enter. That's what it is. Character. It is character that makes you say no to some things.
Yeah.
Character lets you say no. This guy is nice. He come to church, but it's not the kind of man I'm looking for. Then when I'm no call first, I have so many new phones. Apostle, no. I won't. No. But I hope I have a shared testimony. No. Today, some of them meet guys. By 2 days, they are taking them out. Third day, they are in a hotel. Now, what boy in a TV called hotel? Hotel, and one of them who are here, a stylist. Ghana versus Cameroon. And I'm here. Is that what you are going there? No. When we saw the guy's car first time, what he did to you? You have no business sitting in his car again. You have to sit by trotro and go away. I started preaching with trotro. When I'm at, I didn't have a car. I sleep in trotro. Is there any car I want now that I can't have? I don't need to buy it. Just thinking about it to come. Everything God has blessed me, I'm using it to serve Him. You, when God bless you, you use it to destroy people's destinies. You will sleep with girls and dump them. So you don't qualify for the things you are asking now until you pass the character test. Now you listen. I have not passed all the character tests. There are more to come to me. But based on the things I have now, I have passed to have them. So listen, I must have a certain character to be given opportunity to build portals. And to live in where I live and to have what I have. And to have access to certain financial abundance. God give me access to some money because He knows I can handle it. And not disgrace it. If you have Rolls Royce and Bentley and BM and Benz, what will be your character in church? And you live in where the wealthy people live. Hey! Will your wife be the only woman you have? Bumpaya Baba na Debia power. 7 days power. 4 days encounter. Crossing the line. I need a miracle. And you sure you go on so. And a bomb, those things, are they wrong? No. But let's make sure we are giving it to people who have character, godly character, your men that you can trust. Send them around. What a funny story. She has gone to marry. She has a son. He didn't tell the husband. And the boy is struggling somewhere. He employed the boy to work there as a houseboy. So he has presented his son to his husband as their houseboy. Until later it was discovered. And they've drove him from the house. Catch you as a cano cracker. Catch you as a cano cracker. Speak the truth to me. So listen, if you are courting with a guy, say, as for me, I have determined I'll marry a virgin. You know you are not a virgin. Just look at it and say, hey, excuse me, boy. I don't think I'm the type of woman you want to marry. From today, when you see me, I'm your sister. Good night. Don't know, because what you are hearing, you are going to tell him you are a virgin. Bro, some cry him say, wono. It's not your fault. You are not. You are what? Not. If you are not, you are not. There's something they call Christo Virgin. And nobody a virgin or Christo. Have you heard that one before? Oh, they are called Christo Virgin, no cry. I say. It's not there. The Bible said the older woman should cheat the younger. I got a more jumayo. Omo generation, so who ran whom I am a boy. A yard and home. And Yama or move facing a yard. Ain't you know? I mistake. We thought that power elevated me as top rule. Also for unadulterated way. Back with the power of the Holy Spirit. Breaking and liberating them. You are praying with character. Oh, aroma, you thank God. I pray that the men that will marry will thank God for you. Because when they go, their friends are talking about hardship of their marriage. They don't know it. Amen. Lift your hand and say, Father, help me develop godly character.
Potter's Hour is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Prampram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Miocho, Prampram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the